Ready to trade those street shoes for some ballet slippers.
I think I might need to warm up a little first. I haven't done a plié in years.
Well, then consider this your warm-up. Today, we're diving into My First Ballet by the incredible Joelle Strachan.
Oh, I love this one. You know, it's amazing. She wrote this whole book when she was basically a kid herself.
Seriously, talk about talent. But it's not just a cute story, though, right? There's some real depth to it, even though it seems simple on the
Oh,
surface.
absolutely. It's deceptively simple. I mean, yeah, it's a sweet story about a young girl, Jolie, getting ready for her first ballet performance.
But you can feel the nerves. Like, Strachan just nails that pre-performance anxiety. Haven't you ever felt that, like, right before you have to do something
Oh,
big?
totally. Everyone gets those butterflies at some point. It's universal.
Totally. And what I love is how Strachan uses these really vivid descriptions. Like, you're right there with Jolie feeling everything she
Oh, for
feels.
sure.
Yeah.
She's got this way of using details that just pull you right in.
Remember those cold, dry, rough, concrete steps
Yes.
outside the studio? I
Yes.
mean, you can practically feel them under your own feet.
You really can. And that scene with the ham and cheese sandwiches,
Yes.
so relatable.
And who could forget those ducks just casually strolling by?
Bright yellow fur, big orange, wet feet. It's such a funny little detail.
It's perfect.
It is. It just adds this touch of lightness, you know? Like,
Yes.
even amidst all the pressure and the excitement of the performance, life just kind of keeps going. The world's bigger than our own little anxieties.
Oh, so true. Speaking of anxieties, though, can we talk about those new ballet shoes? Oh, those shoes.
The long, pale pink ribbons.
Yes.
Ugh, they just take me right back to being a kid, taking dance classes.
You know, I think those shoes, they actually become this really important symbol in the story. They're not just shoes. They represent, like, Jolie's whole journey into the world of ballet.
Totally. They're both exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time, which is exactly how Jolie feels.
It's the perfect symbol. And you're right, Strachan does not shy away from those nerves.
Oh.
She takes us on such an emotional roller coaster with Jolie.
It's like, remember that feeling in your stomach when you had to, like, give a presentation in school or maybe audition for something?
Ugh, the worst. The absolute
It
worst.
all comes flooding back, and Strachan just, she gets that. She gets how intense it can be for a kid. And she doesn't just tell us Jolie is nervous, she shows us. The stomach ache, the fidgeting,
Yeah.
all those physical signs of anxiety that we've all felt.
Totally. It makes you wonder if, like, young Joelle was pulling from her own experiences, you know?
Interesting.
Like, maybe writing was her way of dealing with those same performance jitters, but on the page instead of a stage.
That's a really cool thought, actually.
Yeah.
It makes total sense if you think about it, right? I mean, writing can be just as nerve-wracking as performing. You're putting yourself out there for people to judge.
And you know what else is interesting? It's not like Jolie just flips a switch and boom, no more nerves. It's this whole process for her.
Totally. And a big part of that, all
Yeah.
the support she has around her.
Yes. Her mom, her friends, even Mrs. Laurel, her ballet teacher, is in her corner.
They create this amazing safety net for her. Like, it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to mess up. We're here for you no matter what.
Exactly. You don't have to conquer your fears alone. It makes you think, who are those people for you growing up? You know, those people who just make you feel like you can do anything.
Oh, that's such a good point. Everyone needs that kind of support,
Yeah.
right? And it makes you wonder if Strachan was like drawing from her own life again here. Like,
Totally.
maybe these characters, these cheerleaders, are reflections of the people who encouraged her when she was starting out as a young writer.
I love that. Okay, but let's talk about the actual performance.
Okay, yes.
Talk about a nail-biting moment. I mean,
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat, even though I knew she was going to be okay.
Right. Strachan is so good at building that tension, right? But then when Jolie starts to dance,
Yes, everything changes.
it's like all those nerves just disappear and she's completely lost in the dance.
And the way Strachan describes it, ugh, it's just magical. You can practically hear the music swelling, see the lights on the stage. It's not even about the steps anymore at that point. It's about the feeling.
It's pure joy. And speaking of magical, can we talk about that ending?
Oh, the ending. Don't even get me started.
5 years later, genius.
Gets me every time.
It just shows the impact of this one experience, you know? She still has that nutcracker
Her
figurine.
little trophy.
Exactly. It's this reminder of what she accomplished.
Proof that she was brave,
Yeah,
that she did it.
exactly. And even more importantly, her love for ballet, it hasn't gone away. If anything, it's even stronger now.
It makes you think, right? What experiences from our past, maybe ones that seemed small at the time, have actually shaped who we are today? And it's not even just that she kept the nutcracker, it's what it represents.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like 5 years later, it's more than just the thing on a shelf, you know?
Totally. It's not about the nutcracker itself, it's this symbol.
Yes, this symbol of her own strength. It's like, I don't know, I bet you have something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Something that brings back all these memories.
Totally. Like a touchstone.
Yes, exactly. It can transport you back to that moment.
It's like these objects, they hold pieces of our past.
It's like they have their own special power.
It's true. They can remind us how far we've come.
And it makes me think about, like, legacy, you know? Even though Jolie's story is just about this little girl and this performance, it says something so much bigger.
And you know what's interesting? I think Strachan, without even meaning to, created her own kind of legacy with this book.
That's true.
She was just a kid herself when she wrote this.
Right.
And here we are, all these years later, still talking about it.
It's incredible. And it's not just us either. I mean, people connect with this book.
All ages too.
Yeah.
Something about facing your fears.
It's universal. Finding that inner strength.
That's what makes a good story, I think. It just sticks with you.
And it makes you wonder, what about our legacies? What will we leave behind?
That's the question, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, my first ballet reminds us that maybe it's not about doing some big, grand thing. Maybe it's those small moments.
Exactly. The quiet moments of courage, connection, just following what you love.
It's like Jolie stepping onto that stage, taking a chance. Sometimes all it takes is that one brave step.
And you never know who might be watching, who might be inspired by it.
So well said. So next time you're feeling a little unsure, remember Jolie in those magic ballet shoes. You never know what amazing things you might achieve if you just go for it. Until next time, keep exploring and keep diving deep.